This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's 8 minutes after 6 on this Tuesday morning from WSMI FM 106, part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Hi, this is Heath Houck, your Farm Bureau young leader from Montgomery County. You may not know it, but you have the power to teach. What gives you this power? By being a member of Montgomery County Farm Bureau, you support Ag in the Classroom. Ag in the Classroom offers free educational materials and training to teachers to teach students here in Montgomery County about agriculture. Join Montgomery County Farm Bureau today and help our students learn the truth about modern-day farming. Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, be sure to get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct financing at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers farm-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to a year. Ag Direct also features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered through Farm Credit Services of Illinois, people who understand agriculture. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Get a good deal on farm equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Listen for IHSA Class 2A High School football playoff action featuring Nokomis High School coming up Friday night on WSMI FM 106. Friday night at 7, Nokomis entertains Athens in opening round play. Pre-game coverage gets underway at 6:45 on WSMI FM 106.1. Nokomis High School football is brought to you by FNB, First National Bank in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Morrisonville, and Pawnee. Mark Steering, your State Farm Insurance agent in Litchfield. Wills Milling and Hardwoods in Carlinville. Save More Pharmacy and Gift Shop on the Square in Verdon. Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Bank and Trust Company in Litchfield, Farmersville, Raymond, Carlinville, Chatham, and Rochester. Bishop Motors, family owned in Staunton and Litchfield. Hillsboro Energy, and by Security National Bank in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. For over-the-air broadcast and internet broadcast information, check out our website, WSMIRadio.com.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn was 4.30 and three quarters, down 9 1/4. March corn, 4.43 and a quarter, down 8 3/4. May corn, 4.52, down 8 3/4. November soybeans were $12.71 1/4, down 28 3/4. January soybeans, $12.68, down 25 1/2. March soybeans, $12.50 3/4, down 21 1/4. December wheat was $6.81, down 9 3/4. March wheat, $6.92, down 9 3/4. May wheat, $6.97 1/2, down 10. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Monday afternoon's grain report. Illinois country grain prices were lower late Monday afternoon. December corn futures posted its lowest close in 3 years Monday afternoon. After a week of good harvest weather, traders were expecting good harvest progress for corn and soybeans. The USDA said last week's export inspections were 26.5 million bushels of corn and 83.6 million bushel of soybeans for the week. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 8 to 9 cents lower at 404 to 416. Soybeans are down 29 to 37 cents at 1239 to 1247. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 5 to 9 cents lower at 408 to 428. Soybeans are 29 to 30 cents lower at 1246 to 1263. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn mostly 9 cents lower at 396 to 424. Soybeans are down 32 to 37 cents at 1236 to 1274. Wheat was 10 to 11 cents lower at 638 to 674. Illinois soybean processor cash bids were 27 to 35 cents lower at 1276 to 1281. Basis levels were mixed at 5 to 10 cents over the November future. High protein soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 434.70 to 454.70 per ton. Basis levels were unchanged at 20 to 40 over the December. Illinois corn processor bids were down 9 cents at 438 to 448. Illinois River barge loading elevators placed their producer corn market 7 to 11 cents lower at 410 to 421, with basis levels mixed at 10 to 20 cents under the December. Soybean bids are down 32 to 34 cents at 1266 to 1276, with basis levels 4 to 5 cents lower at 5 under to 5 over the November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn market 10 to 11 cents lower at 434 to 435. These elevators lowered their soybean bids 27 to 43 cents, with quotations at 1277 to 1299. Soft wheat was down 10 to 11 cents at 695 to 696. Milo closed mostly 10 cents lower at 465 to 466. Contract bids to producers for January delivery grain in northern and western Illinois. January shell corn contracts were quoted at 411 to 426. January delivery soybean contracts ranged from 1246 to 1267. In central Illinois, January delivery shell corn contracts were quoted at 414 to 428. January delivery soybean contracts ranged from 1251 to 1274. In the southern part of the state, January delivery shell corn contracts were offered at 420 up to 433. January delivery soybean contracts ranged from 1262 to 1292. This is John Ray reporting.
And now here are your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were 133.15, up 57 cents. December live cattle, 133.80, up 82 cents. February live cattle, 134.57, up 55 cents. October feeder cattle were 165.97, up 42 cents. November feeder cattle, 167.07, up 42 cents. January feeder cattle, 166.92, up 87 cents. December lean hogs were 91.95, up $1.52. February lean hogs, 94.55, up $1.82. April lean hogs, 96.40, up $2.60. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 28th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of 83 to 85, with a weighted average carcass price of $84.22. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady, with weak demand for light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 50 to 55, the 4 to 5 weights 53 to 59, the 5 to 550 weights 57 to 61, and 550 and up 60 to 62. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts or country buying points were trading a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $58 up to $64. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 13,110, and in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a dress basis traded at 204 to 208. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 281 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $94.81, and that was 48 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were 203.12, and that was 215 higher, with select carcasses at 187.50, and that was 210 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 122,000. That compared to 123,000 for last week and 120,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 431,000. That compared to 433,000 last week and 426,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.28. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.29. October corn delivered to Scottville, $4.28. November corn delivered to Scottville, $4.29. October beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.56. November beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.61. October wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.61. Their pre-opening prices again are corn at Greenfield is $4.28, corn at Scottville is $4.28, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $12.56, and wheat at Scottville is $6.61. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. It is 6:19 on this Tuesday morning from WSMI-FM 106. Color radar shows no precipitation in the Mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
Ready to improve your farm's operating efficiency? Talk to FS about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service Company will provide you with an integrated system of agronomic products and services, placing the latest innovations of precision farming technology at your fingertips. And with expert analysis and recommendations, the process of decision-making becomes a lot easier. Discover how FS can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today and find out why FS is your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, your natural resource.
Cloudy skies later on today with a chance of a shower. High temperatures today in the upper 50s with light southeast winds. Tonight, cloudy skies, a slight chance of showers once again, low temperatures in the low 50s. And for tomorrow, Wednesday, cloudy skies and warmer with showers possible, highs in the low 70s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers on Thursday. Low temperatures in the low 40s, highs in the mid-50s. Right now at the Weather Center, 42 degrees on this Tuesday morning. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the CHS Service Center of Louder, by the Monsanto Southern Illinois team, by the Quality Engine Machine Shop of Litchfield, and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
Tomorrow, House Agricultural Committee Chairman Frank Lucas will chair the first meeting of the Farm Bill Conference Committee. Committee members have the difficult task of reconciling a House bill that cuts $39 billion from food stamps over the next 10 years and $60 billion overall, with a Senate bill that cuts $4.5 billion from food stamps and $24.5 billion overall. Lucas does have a proposal for cutting food stamps that he insists can be made without keeping anyone who really needs assistance from receiving it, mainly by eliminating what is called a categorical qualification for the program. His proposal would cut about $20 billion from food stamps. Lucas also favors continuing the move away from direct cash payments to producers in favor of federally subsidized crop and livestock insurance. No matter what anyone else may say, Lucas says ag support is necessary to assure reasonably priced food supplies, and he understands what happens if Congress gets the policy wrong. He points to the depression of the 20s and 30s and what he describes as an ag and energy depression that occurred in the 80s. Lucas says he's going to try to make sure Congress doesn't make the policy mistakes of the 70s and 80s or 20s and 30s. And now here's your weekly crop and weather report from the Department of Agriculture. Corn and soybean harvests were in full swing across much of the state last week. Some areas in the northwest part of the state experienced some delays due to the corn not drying down as well as desired. Producers across the state were busy throughout the week with corn and soybean harvest as well as fall tillage and fertilizer applications. Temperatures averaged 41.1 degrees for the week, 11.2 degrees below normal. Precipitation across the state averaged 0.2 inches, 0.4 inches below normal. Topsoil moisture was rated at 20% very short, 40% short, and 40% adequate. Subsoil moisture was rated at 26% very short, 40% short, and 34% adequate. Corn harvest has reached 74% complete, compared to 94% last year and the five-year average of 68%. Soybeans dropping leaves reached 99%, on pace with the five-year average. 85% of the soybean crop has been harvested, compared to 86% last year and the five-year average of 77%. 89% of the wheat crop has been planted and 47% has emerged. There doesn't seem to be any good fundamental reasons for the price of corn to rally much. Todd Gleason has more on the prospects for a rebound.
Corn prices appear to be completing the short crop long tail pattern stemming from the drought-reduced U.S. crop of 2012 with record large production this year, says University of Illinois ag economist Darrell Good. He says, for many producers, the lower prices now being experienced have been partially offset by high yields or by expected indemnities from crop revenue insurance. Some also forward priced a portion of the crop at higher levels. However, anecdotal reports suggest a relatively small portion of the 2013 crop was forward priced. So producers are choosing to store a large portion of the newly harvested crop. If that characterization is correct, there's a lot riding on the direction of corn prices over the next several months, says Darrell Good.
In the very near term, the most important price factor will be the USDA's forecast of the size of the U.S. crop to be released on November 8th. To move prices higher, that forecast would have to be smaller than current expectations that are pretty near the September forecast of 13.8 billion bushels. A smaller forecast in November would likely have to come from a reduction in the estimate of harvested acreage, since yield reports tend to support a yield forecast at or above the September forecast.
Beyond the size of the U.S. crop, prices will be influenced by the strength of demand as reflected in the rate of consumption. The focus for the next 10 weeks will be on the pace of exports and the pace of ethanol production. The pace of feed and residual use will not be revealed until the release of the USDA's December 1 stocks estimate. That comes out the second week of January. Corn exports, particularly to China, then, may drive the marketplace.
The pace of sales to China will be monitored closely, although the Chinese import strategy may be difficult to anticipate. For example, if corn prices are expected to persist for the remainder of the year and remain low into 2014, there would be no urgency for China to buy large quantities of corn immediately.
As of October the 3rd, USDA has reported 144 million bushels of U.S. corn being sold to China for delivery during the current marketing year. However, only 19 million bushels has actually been exported. That as of the third day of October. The U.S. ethanol consumption is pretty constant, near 13 billion gallons, and that seems unlikely to change as long as the leaked U.S. EPA document suggesting a change in the biofuels mandate comes to fruition. Corn used for ethanol this year should not, then, exceed 4.9 billion gallons.
Corn prices, particularly during the last half of the marketing year, will also be influenced by the expected size of the 2014 crop. The higher prices for that crop now reflected in the market suggest that a decline in production is expected. Such expectations would have to be based on acreage rather than yield expectations. With corn producers reporting nearly 3.6 million acres of prevented planting in 2012, and with current 2014 crop prices favoring corn over soybean production in many areas, a decline in corn acreage in 2014 seems unlikely.
Taken together, current prospects do not seem to favor a quick or substantial recovery in corn prices without production problems in South America, says Darrell Good. He thinks without an increase in the price for the 2014 soybean crop, lower corn prices may be more likely. I'm Todd Gleason.
That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.